Thank you for listening to the Ablaze Church Sermon Podcast. Our purpose at Ablaze is to love God, love others, follow Jesus, and tell others. If you are looking for a church home in the Tulsa area, we'd love to have you join us for worship on Saturdays at 6:30 p.m. or Sundays at 10:30 a.m. For more information, please visit our website at ablazechurch.org.
I'd like to share with you something that happened to me this past week in the Tulsa campus. That's our Savior Lutheran Church. There are some brothers that are retired. They're called the Sheaver Boys. And there's actually four brothers that are retired. And every one of the Sheaver Boys are alpha males, if you know what I'm talking about. Well, three of them were over by the garage working on a big project. And I went over there, and one was kind of dressed real nice, and the other two work clothes. And I said to the one who was dressed real nice, "Are you supervising?" He kind of quizzically looked at me. He goes, "Yeah." And then immediately the youngest brother said, "I sure am." And before I could say a word, the other brother said, "Yes, I am." They were all in charge. But then I thought about that. You know, if you have people together who know that it's their job to get the job done, that's a force to be reckoned with. And I want you to know, they got the job done. I'm here to tell you today that each and every one of you has a job to do. And I'm not your supervisor. That's your job. Now, there was a teacher who had a job to do, and that was to teach the children about the Ten Commandments. And she did it in a way by telling them a story and see if they could guess the commandment. She started out, "Hey, Billy." Billy was asked by mom and dad, "Mow the lawn." While they went shopping, Billy said, "I'll mow the lawn." When they left for shopping, he decided to watch television. Came home, lawn wasn't mowed. What commandment did Billy break? And one of the little students, and the commandment that says, "Honor your father and mother." That's right. Jessica went to the store with her parents, and when the parents weren't looking, she slipped a candy bar in her pocket, walked out without paying for it. What commandment? Do not steal. Yeah. Well, Jimmy kind of had a little mean streak in him. He got angry, and he got angry at his little sister. And the little sister had a baby kitten. And he grabbed that kitten by the tail and threatened to pull the tail right off the kitten. Ooh, that stumped those children. Finally, one little boy raised his hand. I know. He said, "What commandment?" "What God has joined together, let no man put asunder." Now, it may not be part of those Ten Commandments written in stone, but I'm here to tell you, it is something God commanded for us to observe. Now, the Ten Commandments are universal for everyone, whether you believe or do not believe. There's a moral code in those Ten Commandments. And if you follow them, life will be a lot better. If you don't, I say to you, good luck, because they coincide with that principle of life. You reap what you sow. Now, while the Ten Commandments are universal, there are commandments or things that God wants His people to observe, Christians to obey, disciples to listen to as a command. Today, I want to speak to you about one of those commands. It's found in the greatest commission ever given. Let's take a look at this once again. Although I read it to you, I'd like to look at it. And let's look a little closer at this scripture reading from Jesus. Verse 16. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain which Jesus had directed them. That was one of those places where Jesus wanted the disciples to go. He said to Mary Magdalene when he rose from the dead, tell the disciples I'll meet them in Galilee. Okay? So the disciples head off to Galilee. This is right before Jesus ascends into heaven. And there they are on the mountain. And when they saw him, verse 17, they worshiped him. They saw his glory. And they couldn't help themselves. They worshiped him. But notice this, but some doubted. Now, if you follow the commentaries on this, some people actually think they doubted if Jesus rose from the dead. I don't believe that is at all what they doubted. What they doubted was, could it really be him? Is Jesus with us once again? They just didn't know. Who is this guy? It wasn't anything to do with the resurrection. Because when they had that kind of doubt, Jesus always said, oh, ye of little faith. Here he doesn't say that. What cleared the doubt, though, what made them go, oh, it's Jesus, is when he spoke. When they heard his words, and I'm going to say this, and his promises. Some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, he knew what they needed. He spoke to them. And he said these words, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Meaning Jesus was sharing once again who he was, the creator of heaven and earth. All power, all authority is mine. It's been given to me, and listen up, and now I'm giving it to you. This is why it's called the greatest commission ever given. And here's the job. You ready? This is your job. And mine. You ready? Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations. Jesus saying, there's the big world out there. Now go and change it. Whew. Now, for those of you who have known me for many years, I've been in the ministry 35 years. I believe God has always called me to go, and I feel that's part of who I am, to go. 35 years ago, I was called to a missionary at large in the Oklahoma district, and I had served two churches. I would get up and go from Salisaw to Eufaula, and I'd get up and go from Eufaula to Salisaw. Then I planted a church at the racetrack. So I'd get up and go from Salisaw to Eufaula. I'd get up and go from Eufaula to the racetrack. And at the end of 5 years, I was planting a church in Poto, Oklahoma. So I'd get up and go from Salisaw to Eufaula, Eufaula to the racetrack, from the racetrack to Poto. And then our Savior Lutheran Church called me, and I got up to go to Tulsa, Oklahoma. And I've always been interested and excited about doing something different for the Lord, moving forward, getting up and going someplace for the Lord. And the group of people at our Savior were willing to get up and go some 16, 17 years ago to North Broken Arrow to plant a Blaze, to get up and go and spend time to plant a Blaze Christian Academy. Meaning, to get up and go is so important. Now, you don't get up and go just for the sake of getting up and going. There's a purpose behind it, to make disciples. But let me tell you what's the easiest thing to do. Stay put, not to get up and go. In fact, biblically speaking, the opposite of getting up and going, I believe Albert Einstein kind of has a definition for that. You know what it's called? Insanity. This is what Albert Einstein says. The definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting the same results. Now you know why God's commission for Peter was different than Paul. Peter understood the Jews, spoke the Hebrew language. He went to the Jews. Paul, on the other hand, really understood the Gentiles, spoke the Greek language, and understood the Romans. And he sent him. Meaning God knew that if somebody's going to get up and go, there's reason behind it. There's a purpose behind it. But all of them was going to make disciples. If you want to know where I get up my get up and go from, hence you know it. Go, therefore, and make disciples. That's the imperative in this verse. And in this commission. Now, in the Greek language is an imperative. What's it all about? If I said to you, it's all about making hot chocolate, you'd understand. The mix and the hot water. Well, what's the imperative in this verse? Make disciples. That's why Ablaze is here. That is why Ablaze Christian Academy is here. That is why our Savior Lutheran Church is here. That's why Emmanuel Lutheran Church is here. To make disciples. Let me tell you something about history. Some of you know it. Even though Tulsa Lutheran School is no more, and Open Arms Daycare Center is no more, preschool at Our Savior Lutheran, guess what? The foundation of Tulsa Lutheran School was Open Arms. The foundation of Emmanuel Lutheran School was Tulsa Lutheran School. Okay, get up and go. What is the foundation of Ablaze Christian Academy? I'm going to tell you, Tulsa Lutheran School. Meaning if God shuts a door here, you get up and go and you do something else. You move forward with the Lord. In fact, one of these classrooms at ACA is named after a teacher at TLS. And the Kleins, who have been involved with TLS, Emmanuel Lutheran School, are now involved with Ablaze and Ablaze Christian Academy. Wow. But why do we do anything? To make disciples. How do you do that? Two things, two ingredients. You ready? Baptize and teach. Or you teach and you baptize. Listen to these words. Go and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. What separates Christianity from all religions on earth, because all other gods are idols. There's only one true God, and he's the Holy Trinity. And that's why we have the Apostles' Creed. In the Apostles' Creed, there are three articles, and I want to show that to you right now. You have Bibles here. Open up that Bible to the very end. What you may not know about the Bible here that's provided for you, Luther's Small Catechism is in it. I want you to turn to page 1342. 1342. This is a confession of faith that the apostles gave to us. And I'm just going to share the three articles. I want you to see, whenever we say the Apostles' Creed, whenever we say the Nicene Creed, whenever we say the Athanasian Creed as a church, guess what? It's to describe to everybody who's worshiping with us the God we worship. The God that we were baptized into, that name. First article, just look at it. We're not going to say it. I want you to look at it. I believe in God the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth. Wow. What's the second article? And in Jesus Christ, his only Son. What's the third article? I believe in the Holy Spirit. The creator of heaven and earth is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. When you are baptized, you're baptized in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the creator of heaven and earth. And I want to tell you about creation real quick. When God created the world, he created the earth, and he formed man out of the dust of the ground, out of the earth. Everything you see comes from the earth, from the creator. And everything you see is triune. This altar, this pulpit, that floor, the seat you're on, and the person next to you is triune. God's thumbprint is on everything. Everything comes from the earth. You know what the earth is called in Hebrew language? Adam. Earth, dirt, is Adam. That's where he gets his name. But he's formed out of atoms. Everything is made up of atoms. That science and scripture coming together. Wow, it's fantastic. What are atoms? Protons, electrons, and neutrons are triune. Everything on earth is triune. That's God's thumbprint. The cream of the crop is you. You have a body, you have a soul, and a mind. And God has commissioned you to go. But we baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and then we teach. Or we teach, and then we baptize. It doesn't matter which one is first. You have to do the two. Baptize and teach, teach and baptize. But what do we teach? We teach everything that God has commanded us, everything that God has asked us to observe. Why do we baptize and teach? To make disciples. A disciple is a follower of Jesus Christ. He's in front and we follow. We don't lead God. A follower, not somebody who just has knowledge. And I know it's not a word, but knowledger, no. Follower, yes. A follower says, Jesus is out there and I'm following him. My eyes and my focus is on him. And he's leading me, what? To make disciples. Yeah. Teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you. Does that include the Ten Commandments with my little story? Absolutely. Does that include what God has joined together? Do not put asunder. Absolutely. Does that include love the Lord your God with all your body, your soul, and your mind? All three of you. All triuneness of you. Yes. Does it include the command, love your neighbor as yourself? Absolutely. Does it include the command to do this in remembrance of me? If we were celebrating the Lord's Supper, you'd be going, oh, you're right on, Pastor. Yes, that Jesus said, observe this, do this in remembrance of me. Does it include baptize? Not just simple water, but water connected to God's word. Oh, yes, Pastor Dreyer, it does. We are to baptize. Now I'm going to give you an observance. I'm going to give you a command that you're going to have to think about. And you may not even like it. You ready? Go. Go and make disciples. You got a job to do. How do you feel about that? Pastor Dreyer, isn't that what we're doing here at Ablaze?
Yes.
Isn't that what we're trying to do with Ablaze Christian Academy? This mission? Yes. But how do you know if you've done it? How do you know as a teacher, as a principal, that your kids are disciples? How do you know if you made disciples out of your children? Good question. You ready? The answer's here. They worship. They see the glory of Jesus Christ. They understand he's the creator of heaven and earth and has all the power in the world. And they worship him. Even when they have doubts. I'm here to tell you, every one of you has doubts. I have doubts. If you're here and say, I don't have any doubts, you're not living in reality. We all have doubts, and it's okay. In the darkest times of your life, is Jesus here? When you lose your job, what am I going to do? When your marriage falls apart, does Jesus even care? When you're in the hospital, where's the great physician? When you're depressed, where's my Lord? When you know you got a big job ahead of you, can I finish it? When you're going to start a new mission, is he there? You're going to start a new school. Can we do it? We all have doubts. And you'll have doubts in the future. But here's the good word, the good news. You know, it dispels all doubt. the voice of Jesus, the promises of Jesus. Jesus dispels all doubts. You see, when these disciples heard the voice of Jesus, they no longer doubted. It's him. Let me give you a promise that Jesus makes that will dispel any doubts you may have. You ready? I'm with you always to the end of the age. Wherever you go, I am there. I'm there before you even get there. The disciples, when they got there, Jesus was already there. You go to the hospital, guess what? Jesus is already there. You're alone in your house, depressed. Jesus is already right there. You're going to start a new mission somewhere. Jesus is already there in front of you. You want to start a new school? Jesus is already there. Because all power and all authority has been given to his disciples. And he says, I'm with you always to the end of the age. But we have doubts. In fact, I'm going to throw doubt at all of you. You ready? Ablaze Church is a mission endeavor. Wow. Ablaze Christian Academy. His hands together for a children's endeavor. You ready? I'm going to throw doubt on you now. Let's do it again.
Woohoo!
Yeah. But some of you might be going, oh, I don't know. I doubt if we have the energy. I doubt if we have the people. I doubt if we have the money. I doubt we can do it. Really? Yeah. Listen to the words of Jesus. I'm with you always to the end of the age, and all authority and power is with me. You see the optimism, the power, the enthusiasm, the greatest commission ever given. Now, I don't know if we're going to start another mission or start another school, but I'm here to tell you, okay, that I'll always be about moving forward, trying something new, doing something different. Why? Not for just the purpose of going, but to make disciples. Now, you're going to leave here on Memorial Day weekend. Yes, we remember all those folks who laid down their life and the sacrifice for this great nation. But there's been just as many people who laid down their life for the Church of Jesus Christ. They went and they lost their life. As you leave, I want you to take this home with you. You worship the one and only true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Know this, you were baptized. If you're a Christian, you have been baptized. You were baptized into that name. And the day you were baptized, God Almighty reached down and claimed you as his own child. And if you were taught what God has commanded, and you are a disciple, that is a follower of Jesus Christ, you need to know this as you leave and contemplate it this week. You ready? You have a job to do. I have a job to do. And when you take a group such as this, and they come together and realize that it is their job to get the job done, that's a force to be reckoned with.
Amen.
And that's who we are. And that's what we celebrate. And we're going to move forward here at Ablaze and at Ablaze Christian Academy. And we're going to make disciples. But you have a job to do. I have a job to do. And that's exciting. And all of God's people said,
amen.
Amen.